Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, it's Jesse Lewis from the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about motivation. You know, we're going to get right into it. We're not even going to wait. Anyway, if you want to, subscribe, like, blah, 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 all that stuff. So everybody in their life at some point is going to hit a slump. They really are. And it doesn't matter if this is a work thing, a business thing, or if it is a life thing. So if you're frequently working alone, getting out of your funk, it's going to be a lot harder than you might expect. Because when this happens, you don't have anybody else to pull you out. For instance, sometimes I get in a funk and I don't want to do these podcast episodes. Because it takes a lot of time to actually produce this stuff. I know it sounds like all I do is record it and it's done. But there's editing, and yes, I do edit a little bit. But there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. So when you're in a funk, it can be really hard to pull out of it. But the thing I got to tell you is that it can be really valuable to remind yourself of what you're working for. What are you trying to accomplish and what motivates you to actually keep going? This is a huge, useful exercise, not just for when you're in a rut, but to help keep you centered when you're juggling all of your everyday challenges of working on your own. And let's face it, about 99% of entertainers work on their own. So how do you actually identify your motivation? Well, think of some of the things that really motivate you. Maybe it's family. Are you driven by making your family proud of what you're doing? Does your work allow them to be supported financially? I know personally for me, this is one of my huge motivators. Because when I grew up, I didn't have a father figure in place for about the first 10 years of my life. My dad just wasn't around. He wasn't there. So I want to make sure that I'm a better father for my children. I want to make sure that they have the things that they need. For instance, my daughter is in dance. And this year she's going to be taking 4 dances. That's over $1,200 for those of you that didn't know. So she's going to have that. And it's also setting her up for the future. What are the things that drive you? For another thing that drives me as far as my family goes is my wife. You know, she's a beautiful, wonderful person and way too good for me to be quite honest. So that's something that drives me to try to have her be proud of me. Another factor that can motivate a lot of people is money. And it's a huge motivator in many ways. For me, money, I grew up poor. So for you, I don't know if you grew up poor or not, but my family wasn't able to afford to send me to college. There was times when I didn't have lunch at school. There was times when I didn't have a winter jacket, and we had to rely on the niceness of strangers or the kindness of strangers. So for you, is money a motivator for your entertainment business? Well, maybe it should be. It's one of the things that really pushes me when I'm in a time of stress. It's one of the things that has allowed me to build my business, knowing that with enough money, we can do almost anything. Another huge motivator, maybe you're not worried about your family, maybe you're not worried about money, but maybe something you are worried about is pride in yourself and your work. Are you proud of yourself? Because maybe you should be proud of yourself, but maybe you can be prouder. Maybe you can go out there and achieve things that you didn't think you could. Another thing is outside expectations. Is that something that motivates you? Do you worry about fulfilling the needs of others or what they think about you if you fail? A big one for me personally is that growing up poor, we didn't have a lot. So basically the whole town thought that we were a bunch of hobos and welfare bums and all the rest of it. Their words, not mine. So outside expectations are a big thing for me. I don't ever want people to think that I'm a burden to them or for people to think that I'm not just as good as them. And as entertainers, we do run into that. Sometimes people look at us like we're freaks. And if they saw our bank accounts, they'd know we weren't, wouldn't they? Another thing's credibility. That can be a huge motivator. Do you look at every show you take on as a way to solidify your credibility? That's a big motivator. Are you driven to do more for your events by your integrity, that you're selling these people things that are absolutely essential to their events? What were your goals? That's a huge motivator. For me, it was hitting six figures. That was a big one for me. Have you set your goals? Do you have dreams that keep you on track? Because if you don't, you need to be dreaming bigger. You need to have dreams that are so painful that if you don't achieve them, you feel like you're going to die. What about helping others? Does that motivate you? Are you satisfied when you help others in your work? Because as entertainers, we have the ability to definitely do that. What about passion? Yep, passion. Does your love for what you do give you the fight to be able to go to work and work through the hard times and get rejected and be told that you're not good enough and to do whatever to get through it? Because that's a huge motivator. What about the consequences? Are you afraid of what might happen if you don't live up to your commitments? As an entertainer, are you afraid of what's going to happen if you do not live up to your commitments as a business person? Because I can tell you exactly what happens. If you've listened to my previous podcast, you know what happened to me in 2013. I went from high five figures in 2012 to low five figures in 2013. In fact, 2013, 2014, I only made $12,000 each year, clear. You can't survive on that. You can't have three children with that, and you can barely feed yourself on that, even though my wife was working her job. So, what are you doing that tells you that there are consequences? Could you afford to not do your business? Do you want to go back to whatever job you had before or try to figure out a new career? Because those are the consequences of not improving your business. Straight up. I have a huge challenge for you. Figure out the consequences of not creating the business that you want, creating the life that you want, and see if that's a life that you even want to live. Because when the pain is worse than the potential, that's when you can actually achieve your dreams and go. Another big motivator is, do you thrive on a challenge? Do you make your schedule too full because that's how you work best? Maybe the challenge is your motivator. Maybe you can take that challenge that's inside of yourself and go out and absolutely destroy because you know that you are just as good as anybody else, that you are better than anybody else, that you're willing to put in more time and more effort and actually win this game of life. You know, my biggest motivators are my family, pride in my business, pride in myself, knowing that I'm just as good as anybody else, and of course my reputation. I used to have a lot of passion for what I do, but now I have more passion for creating the life that I want than what my entertainment business is. It also helps that I thrive on the challenge that comes up with actually going out and achieving and setting those goals for myself. So what I want you to think about is maybe you're not motivated. Maybe you need to revive that motivation. And if that's the case, then we're going to continue on with this podcast and we're going to talk about actually doing it. So how do you actually go about reviving that motivation? Well, I found that sometimes my motivation lags when I'm away from work. For an extended period of time, when I have to take time off, or when I see things building up that are really challenging, or when I see that I drive sometimes 15 hours away and I'll fly far away. I cover an entire country with my business. So when you look at a country like Canada, I could be gone from my family for 5 or 6 days sometimes. But there's a lot of ways that you can really help yourself snap out of it when you hit a bump. A couple of my favorite ones are to be thankful for what I have. Yeah, be really thankful for what I have and what I've accomplished. You know, if I was still that young man today that grew up in the town I grew up in, I was destined By all statistics, I should be a person who's currently on welfare, that is probably a drug addict, that really didn't get anywhere in life. And I'm thankful that I had the common sense, and actually, it's not that common, but the ability to pull myself out of that stuff. So, what are you thankful for? What have you already accomplished that you're really proud of yourself for? Because that should motivate you to achieve bigger and better things. The next thing I do to really get myself out of that funk is I focus on one goal and I work with tunnel vision until that goal is actually completed, just to get it done. That's right. Simply put, get your tasks done. And you'll find that every time you get a task done, it's going to help motivate you more and more. The next thing is I get rid of the negative in my life. I really do. I cut things out that don't belong. And that's something you can do to get rid of the things that don't motivate you. There's no point in life in being sad in any way. There's no point in dealing with people that you don't have to deal with if they're complete and total jerks. So get rid of them. You can say no. It's okay. The next thing I try to do is every day I try to do the most avoided thing on my list. Every day. The rest of them are going to seem easy in comparison to this stuff. So find that thing you've been avoiding and get it done. Guess what? You can be proud of yourself when you do that. On top of that, it's done at that point. Then you're going to look at your other stuff on your list of business and you're going to realize that they are way easier than that thing. Why were you avoiding it? Well, it gets the work done. Next up, and this is a big one for me, I wake up every morning and I know I have to do a 30-minute run. Because if I don't, I'm going to gain more weight and be fatter and uglier and all the rest of it. So I psych myself up. And now you're wondering, well, what does this have to do with anything to do with business? Well, I get myself up, I psych myself up, and I play some music. I got three kids at home. Guess what happens as soon as I play that music? They go nuts. I go nuts too because I feed off their energy and they feed off mine. And because I've set out the night before what my goals are, what my desires are to do the following day, I play that music, we get the kids riled up, we get them off to school, except for the little one that I take care of all the time, unless I'm working. We get up, we get that music going, and it psychs everybody up in the house to get stuff done. To get motivated, to get out there and create a day that we actually want. So what motivates you? And how do you get back into it when you're facing a slump? How do you get back into it when you feel down and dirty and ugly? Well, for me, I listen to the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. No, that's just crazy. But for me, I actually want to let you know that this is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. We're over on Facebook. You can contact me at Marketing for Entertainers on that group. You can contact me. That's where I talk to people generally. Showbiz Success Secrets also has a group on Facebook. You can feel free to join that. And if you want to contact me, I'm at Jesse Lewis Hypnosis on Facebook. That's my identity. Feel free to send me a message. I'd be glad to help you out. You can also check us out for all the resources, all the extra materials at showbizsuccesssecrets.com, and everything will be over there too. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please make sure that you subscribe, that you like, all that stuff. Give me a 5-star rating so I can get higher on the search engine rankings and blah, 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 blah. It's really only for entertainers, but realistically, this is for everybody because every business owner can use this. Thanks for listening. I hope you've had fun. And here's to your success. See you later.